This is KWMR Point Reyes Station. Howdy, I'm Richard Dillman from Point Reyes Station, your transmitter wrangler, and I listen to KWMR whenever I'm not busy sending lusty salvos of Morse code out at the RCA station.
This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. Today, your host is Dennis Rodoni, our SIF supervisor for District 4, and his guests will be from the North Marin Water District, Drew McIntyre and Pablo Ramudo. Dennis, welcome to the airwaves.
Good morning, Amanda. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good. Nice to join you again. I'm ready to do my COVID update and move to our guests in a short minute or two. So this is our weekly update on the COVID. We missed the yellow tier this week again, and some of the numbers will explain probably why. Marin confirmed cases were up 76 over the last week, and we're up to 11,759 total. One additional death in the last week. We're now at 181. We've had 454,340 tests. That's up about 10,000 from the week before. Marin cases in the last 14 days, up 40 from last week, up to 120 active cases in Marin. That's a 50% increase, and that probably is the explanation as to why we weren't able to move into orange this last week. The number of cases has pushed us over that 2.0 trigger to move to orange. So we have to wait two more weeks for that potential to happen again. You have to be in below 2% or two cases per 100,000 for 2 weeks in a row to reach the yellow tier. Marin hospitalizations, 384. That's up just one in the last week. Really good news there, because that's actually what health officers are looking at, is number of people hospitalized and number of people in ICUs. There are actually currently only four in the hospital. That's down two from a week ago, and no one in ICU this week, which are one in ICU, I apologize, this week. Marin confirmed cases are up 12,156 last week, reaching 3.6 million. We had 548 additional deaths, reaching 60,756. So this virus is still going strong elsewhere, and we're still seeing deaths statewide. Skilled nursing care and residential care facilities pretty much flat the last week. I think there was one additional patient case there. West Marin over the last 2 weeks, again, this probably points to that tier determination, had 14 cases additional in the last 2 weeks. And I'm saying 2 weeks because I'm not trusting my number a week ago when we had no additional cases. But we did have 14 over the last two cases in West Marin, 76 in Point Reyes Station, 40 in Lagunitas Nacasho, 38 in Stinson or San Geronimo Valley Woodacre, and 40 in Bolinas, Stinson, and Muir Beach. Good news again on the vaccinations. We've had 174,532 first doses in Marin, or first shots, and 133,376 fully vaccinated, and that represents 63.6% of the population with at least one vaccination, and 63.3% with two vaccinations, and 83% with one vaccination. But we've given over 300 shots in the arm in Marin, and we're still leading the state in that in the number of vaccinations given statewide. So I want to invite in my guests today. Drew McIntyre is the general manager of North Marin Water District, and Pablo Ramudo is the water quality supervisor. Drew and Pablo, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Supervisor Rodoni. This is Drew McIntyre. Pleased to participate. I believe Pablo is also on the line. Is that correct, Pablo?
Yep, I'm good. Here. Thanks. It's nice to join you this morning.
Yeah, no, thanks to you both. I think it's really timely to have this discussion. But I wanted to start, just allow you a minute or two to introduce yourself, Tell us how you ended up at North Marin Water District and maybe a little bit about your job at North Marin. So, Drew, do you want to kick that off?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I've been in the water and wastewater field for over 30 years. Started off as a in the private sector, working as a consultant, and then about 23 years ago, moved over and took a job with North Marin Water District. I've lived in Novato for about 30 years, and when this job opened up, I thought it was a great opportunity to go ahead and work in the community that I live in. And I started off as chief engineer and then worked up to assistant general manager. And for the last four-plus year, I've been general manager at North Marin Water District.
You want to talk a little bit about your job at North Marin, Drew?
What's that?
You want to talk a little bit about your job at North Marin? What that entails?
Yeah, so I mean, as the manager of the district, you know, I spend a lot of time working very closely with all the different department managers, including Pablo Ramuto, who you have on the call today, and we work as a team and try to ensure that we're focused to make sure that we provide, you know, good water to our customers, high quality water to our customers at a good value, and make sure we have a safe workplace at the same time.
Good. Pablo, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at North Marin Water District and what your job is as water quality supervisor?
Sure. I studied marine biology and coastal ecology, and right after getting my bachelor's degree, I started working in environmental labs. Started in Florida, and then I moved to California and worked at a radiochemistry lab over in Richmond. When this job opened up at North Marin Water District, I was very happy to take it. And so I've been working at North Marin Water District for about 18 years, and most of that as the water quality supervisor. And what that means is that I run the district laboratory. We have four chemists that work testing our water every single day just to make sure that it's safe and not only meets all the state and federal standards for quality, but we also exceed it. And we're always testing water at the request of our customers just to make sure that they feel confident that they're getting the best water that we can deliver.
And Pablo, I believe you live in Novato too, don't you?
I do. Yep. I've lived in Novato for about 12 years, and it's a great place, and I spend a lot of time in Point Reyes Station too.
Very good. Well, it's nice to interview public employees that are able to live in their communities. I know it means so much to those communities to have you there. So let's start talking about the drought and West Marin water supply issues. Drew, do you want to kick that off about what this drought means and in general more about West Marin water supply?
Sure. First of all, just for the listeners, again, want to emphasize that, you know, we do have two different potable water systems, one for our greater Novato service area, and I'm not going to be talking about that one. We're going to be focusing on, you know, obviously the West Marin system, which is a different source of supply off of Lagunitas Creek. We are in our second dry year. Actually, that's both in the Novato, obviously, and West Marin system. Last year for West Marin, we actually did declare a emergency water conservation ordinance. And the reason that we did that was because last year the rainfall in the Lagunitas Creek watershed was below a trigger of 28 inches. And that's set by a water right order that was established in 1995. The last time we were in dry year conditions was in 2014. So that ordinance that was passed last year by the Water District for West Marin is still in effect. And because, as we all know, 2021 is our second dry year. So for the first time now, we've had two consecutive dry years that we're operating in West Marin. And so our ordinance continues, and we'll talk a little bit more about just, you know, some of the prohibitions in the ordinance. But as it relates to water supply, and what happens in a dry year is Marin Municipal Water District reduces their releases. They have mandated releases in Lagunitas Creek, and during dry years, they reduce their water releases per that water right order in 1995. And when that happens, we have an agreement that it stipulates that when those water releases are reduced, that we enact our water shortage contingency plan. And so that's what we have done. From a water supply standpoint, even though we have this emergency conservation ordinance, we do have senior water rights in the creek, and we do have enough water supply to meet our demands out in West Marin. But at the same time, we are calling for the conservation restrictions, recognizing that flows have been reduced in the creek.
Very good. Pablo, do you want to talk a little bit about the water quality issues that come up because of the drought and maybe some of the ongoing water quality issues we have in West Marin?
Sure. It's important to understand why fresh water flowing down the creek is important to us. The majority of our water supply there comes from an area that's very low-lying, low elevation, right next to the creek. Along the stretch of the creek that is under tidal influence, it's a tidal zone. We see salt water move up and down twice a day. And what's really important is what's happening underground. There's a gradient of salt water in the underground, where the saltiest water is under the bay, the fresh water is in the land areas, and it's refreshed. The fresh water in the aquifer is refreshed by precipitation falling down and fresh water moving down the creek. And so when we have very little water coming down the creek and filtering through the ground from precipitation, that gradient moves closer inland. And our wells are right at that boundary where, as the gradient of salt water moves upstream and downstream, it's going to travel across our aquifer. And what we have now is very little water coming down the creek, very little water falling down. And so that aquifer is being refreshed by the salt water coming in from the bay groundwater. Of course, sea level is not helping the situation any. As sea level rises, that also pushes that salt boundary further upstream. And so right now we have, for the last 4 years, we've been experiencing increased salinity in our wells every single year. And right now is the worst this last summer was the highest salt we'd ever seen in our wells. And right now it's the worst it's been at the end of a rainy season that we've ever seen. In fact, the salinity right now in our wells is higher than most of the decade before 2018.
So Pablo, I want to talk a little more about salinity. Are there any other water quality issues that are the results of having a second year of a drought that you're concerned about?
Well, along with the salinity increase, you know, we see things like sodium come up and chloride. But we also have other concerns that come in with the salinity, calcium and magnesium that make up hardness, so the water's getting harder. And bromide comes in. That's a component of seawater. The bromide can cause disinfection byproducts to increase. Those chemicals are what happens when we add chlorine to disinfect the water and keep bacteria from growing and other microorganisms that can cause disease in humans. When we add chlorine, we get a little bit of these disinfection byproducts. And when bromide is in the water, that increases a lot. So we have to keep an eye on those, and we have been putting in a lot of different measures in our distribution system, and really dialing in the treatment process so that we keep those disinfection byproducts just as low as can be. And we've stayed below the health standards, which is great. But as salinity increases, it's going to become harder and harder until we can get a larger source of water outside of the reach of the tides.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that. Salinity issues around the well locations that our historical wells are closer to the Coast Guard, and the new well that we have further upstream at Gallagher's that we actually use to offset salinity, and then the potential for another new well to actually allow us to have ample water upstream during those high salinity periods. Drew, can you talk a little bit about that and maybe that history of our current wells, the new well that we actually established already and the one that we're trying to establish?
Sure. The salinity issues out in West Marin are not new. We've been dealing with these for decades, and they were actually aggravated by once the Waldo Giacomini summer dam was removed, and we anticipated that salinity would be increasing, and in fact actually anticipated that in the future we might be looking at doing another dam in Lagunitas Creek by the Coast Guard wells that would back up fresh water to try to deal with some of the issues that Pablo has summarized. But we recognize that a dam on Lagunitas Creek is complicated and in and of itself to try to implement something like that. So we have, since the early 1990s, been focused on an upstream well location that along Gallagher Ranch. It's about a little over a mile upstream outside of the influence of tides and salinity intrusion. And the original well that was constructed around 1993, we had hoped to produce about 300 gallons per minute, and that well only produced about a maximum of about 150 gallons per minute. So in 2009, we did an environmental study to move forward with constructing a second well on the Gallagher Ranch to make up for that deficiency that we had with the original 1993 well. And that's what we're moving forward with. That's what we've been recently trying to move forward with, to construct a second well that we hope to get about another 150 gallons per minute. And then the combination of Gallagher wells, the existing Gallagher well number one with the new well, would equal about 300 gallons per minute, which is what our original intent was in the early 1990s. So we did CEQA review and approval on the second well. Because this well location is within the local coastal plan, we need a permit from a local coastal permit from Marin County. We received that permit last month, but it was appealed, and now it is scheduled to go back to the Planning Commission with the county on the 24th of May. So our ability to move forward with construction of the well right now is in a holding pattern until we finish going through this permitting process and the appeals.
So it's likely what you're saying is we won't have the new well this year online. So Pablo, maybe you could talk a little bit more about the expected salinity issues this summer. Will they be any different than last summer? Because I think creek flows are similar this year. Could you talk a little more about that?
Sure. I actually expect that it's going to be worse than it was last year. I hope that it won't be, but that's what I expect. And the reason is because since this is the second dry year, I think that salt gradient has actually moved further upstream. As I said earlier, the salt level in our wells right now is the highest that they've ever been at the end of any rainy season. And usually what we get is during a rainy season with high creek flows and good precipitation drives that gradient down. And we see the salt levels in our wells kind of go down to a baseline level. And then as the summer wears on, we see them rise. And then around the beginning of July, they really start to come up. They didn't go back down to that baseline level this time. You know, they really stayed high. Right now, they're still historically they're at their highs. And so as the dry period goes on, and as we start to use those wells for supply, as demand comes up, as our customers use it, their use goes up, then we're going to see the salt come back up. And there's no doubt about it that if we don't have the second Gallagher well online, we're going to see salt water in the water we serve our customers just as bad as last year, or perhaps worse. So one of the things that we're doing this year is, in response to the concerns of our customers, is that we're going to be setting up a fill station in downtown Point Reyes Station, where those of our customers that have sodium-restricted diets out of health concerns can come and get water that's going to be sourced solely from the Gallagher well. We'll have a holding tank and some fill stations, and those customers who have salt-restricted diets can come down and pick up the water that they need for cooking and drinking. So we'll have that plan put into place and start opening up the fill stations once the water once the sodium in the water that we serve to our customers goes above 115 milligrams per liter. And that value is based on 10% of the recommended daily value of sodium from the FDA. So once we reach 10% of the daily value in our water, then we're going to start giving folks a source of water that will have less sodium.
Very good. Thanks, Pablo. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, if I could just add to that, the location of that, of those tanks and the fill stations will need to be close to our treatment plant. So we're envisioning that location to be on the former Coast Guard housing property. And then the other thing I'd like to mention is, we do operate the existing Gallagher well, such that during the winter time, so right now, because the demands are lower, that, you know, I just want to make it clear to our customers that the water that's in our system and is being delivered to our customers right now, even though the Coast Guard wells are having higher salinity, you know, we're primarily running off of the Gallagher well. So the salinity levels in the drinking water right now are low and typical of what the customers normally see.
Thanks for clearing that up, Drew. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the sodium levels in our Coast Guard wells are higher than normal, but we are not serving that water to our customers. Correct. Yep.
And I know you advertise in the Point Reyes Light, and does your website have sort of current information related to salinity issues and when water will be available?
We do have some information on our website, and as we get closer to the date when we're turning on the fill station, we'll have more information for our customers. But we will be advertising in the Point Reyes Light on a weekly basis the sodium levels in the water that we distribute once it reaches 50 milligrams per liter, so that everyone will be aware, and we'll have information about the fill stations and how our customers can take advantage of that.
Very good. So, Drew, let's switch gears a little bit. It's not unrelated to what we're talking about. So what are the North Marin Water District conservation measures that you're asking for this year? And will something trigger further measures? And maybe you could start by just describing how well the community's done with conservation in the past.
Okay, sure. The customers, you know, over the last 20 years, our West Marin customers have just done a fabulous job of taking advantage of our programs and rebates to install devices in their homes to lower their overall water use. And that's demonstrated by the fact that overall water use out in West Marin has decreased about 35%. Since the late 1990s, early 2000s. So you know, our customers across the board out in West Marin have really done a fabulous job with using water efficiently. Our focus really when we have these emergency water conservation ordinances in effect, our primary focus really is to concentrate on outside irrigation. That the outside irrigation demands essentially can be twice what the winter demands are. So that's the big focus. So right now, as we enter our second year of our emergency water conservation ordinance, we have 15% voluntary reduction in water use now through the end of June, and then that goes to a 20% mandatory July through October, and that's based upon a 2013 baseline year. And a lot of that focus is on limiting outside overhead irrigation, so we limit that to 2 days per week. And we measure that restriction or conservation as on the service area as a whole. We're not monitoring individual customers. We're looking at the aggregate of all the customers. And I think it's important for the listeners to know that, you know, those residential customers that are already, you know, they don't really have much outside irrigation. They're being really efficient and indoor. We recognize that they're already doing a Herculean effort on conserving water. And so any accounts using less than 200 gallons per day are really already considered to be optimizing their overall water conservation efforts. As far as how this might change, we do have the ability to request release of water from Marin Municipal into Lagunitas Creek through an agreement that we have with Marin Municipal. So any time that we have dry year conditions, our water conservation requirements out in West Marin need to be similar to what Marin Municipal is requesting. And they are right now. Marin Municipal is, I think last night, was looking at potentially a 2 day per week irrigation. So just depending upon what was approved by the Marin Municipal Board last night, we'll have to revisit our current ordinance, and if some other changes are necessary, we will do that.
Very good, Drew. Thank you. We have to wrap up here in about now, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to add anything else that you might want to say to the customers in West Marin or the West Marin audience.
Yes, thank you, Supervisor Adoni. Again, I want to reemphasize, you know, what a good job that our customers have done out in West Marin, and they're already very water conscious. And we have additional rebates available for if there are other avenues in the indoors to save money. We have rebates for changing out toilets, high water use efficiency, washers, hot water recirculation systems, et cetera. So again,
that's our sign. We need to wrap up. Drew, thank you so much. Pablo, thank you so much. We have a lot more to talk about, so I might get you guys back in June maybe to continue the discussion. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming at kwmr.org. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org. Thanks for listening.